step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There's been an awakening. Have you felt it?
In 1977, George Lucas formed a legacy.
The Force is with me, and I am with the Force.
Inspired by mythology, his saga has become a passion for many.
Feel the Force around you.
His legend has become our story.
It's true. All are.
One of resistance.
We are the spark that'll light the fire that'll burn the first order down.
Rebellion.
Rebellion is built on hope.
And redemption.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
This is Star Wars Reactions.
Remember, the Force will be with you, always.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to the 102nd episode of Star Wars Reactions. We're going to have the most interesting show for you tonight. So let's get into things and let you know how interesting it's going to be. My name is Aaron Harris. I am one of your hosts here, and not joining me today is my pal, my confidant, my co-host, the man that keeps me on the straight and narrow, David Motters. As you all know, he's dealing with some personal issues with his family, so he's out for a little bit. And I had a guest lined up for tonight, and unfortunately, at the last minute, they had to bail on me, so I'm flying solo. I'm solo. Solo, solo. Or maybe I should sing lonely. Lonely. I'm so lonely. But either way, I'm talking Star Wars with y'all tonight, whether we want to or not. Well, I always want to, so there is never a not, but it's going to be a great show. I'm going to have fun. Hopefully you enjoy it. And we do have some great guests lined up over the next couple weeks who we're going to have some great conversations with. And so be on the lookout for those. But let's go through a few things here before we jump into our discussion of the latest episode of The Bad Batch. Coming up on the 21st and 22nd of January, so just a few days away from when this is being released, or this is being recorded the day after this is being released, we will be at the Central Florida Comic-Con here in Lakeland, Florida, to be at the RP Funding Center. So if you're in Central Florida, come hang out with us. I'll be out roaming the floor. And we're just going to have a great time. Timothy Zahn, the author, is going to be there, the creator of Grand Admiral Thrawn. He will be there signing and stuff. And if you're a fan of the Star Wars version of that episode that Phineas and Ferb did, the actual voices of Phineas and Ferb are going to be there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great con. David and I have gone every year. We have had a blast. This is the fifth year they have held Central Florida Comic Con. And this is an anniversary year for them. And it's going to be great. A lot of fun. I'm really excited. We will be there Saturday, the 21st. It's going to be a blast. I'm really looking forward to this. We got some swag to pass out. That's right. Star Wars Reactions finally has some stuff to give away. Some stuff that I'm even going to surprise David with that he does not know about. So surprise David when you get there. But we also got some trading cards in from our friend Greg over at Rebel Base Card. He was with me on the last episode we did. So we have some official Star Wars Reactions trading cards now that we're going to be, that we'll have on hand to give away. So if you're in the area and you do make it to the con, find me and you'll get some. There you go. You'll want to do that. So be on the lookout for us there. And we'll be having a blast. I know it's going to be a fun weekend. It's going to be a fun day. So, all right. So also, something I wanted to talk about before we got into the Bad Batch is the Mandalorian trailer. This past Monday, while I watched Tom Brady get destroyed by the Cowboys, the Mandalorian season 3 trailer was released, and it was better than I anticipated. I loved the trailer. It was exciting. It gave us goosebumps. It was like with most of their trailers, it gives you stuff without telling you what's going on. It was awesome. I loved it. Some of the things you saw through the trailer, you saw a lot of returning characters. You saw Grogu, you saw Mando, Greef Karga, you saw the Mandalorian, a lot of Mandalorians in this episode, in this trailer. And of course, then you see things that you just kind of imagined, like Sindari on Mandalore. What's left of it after the Great Purge. So this is looking like it's going to be, this is going to be a fantastic season coming up on March 1st is when that premieres. But also today we found out who is directing these episodes as well. And there's a couple notable names who are missing from this list. So the season 3 directors for Mandalorian are Lee Isaac Chung, Rick, David, I wish you were here, Rick Famuyiwa. I always mess his name up, and I'm sorry. Sorry, Rick. David, buddy, I wish you were here to correct me on that one. Of course, the fabulous Bryce Dallas Howard, Rachel Morrison, Peter Ramsey, and Carl Weathers. Did you catch a few names that we did not mention? No Taika Waititi, no Dave Filoni, no Jon Favreau. So they have stepped back apparently and are letting these lists of fantastic directors take over and direct a few episodes. Really looking forward to seeing what they put together in season 3. It's going to be incredible to see how that goes. So I don't know. March can't come fast enough with Mandalorian, man. I tell you, I'm really looking forward to seeing what the story of Din Djarin and Grogu go. One of the scenes, of course, during the trailer, we have what looks like will probably be a continuation of flashbacks from Order 66, which is always makes your hair on your arm stand up, knowing everything that's going on with Order 66. But I will say, though, one thing that's been really cool about the Disney Plus era is all the additional footage and different scenes we're getting of Order 66. We've gotten Order 66. Of course, we got it in the movie in Revenge of the Sith. We got it in the the seventh season of the Clone Wars. We see it there with happening with Ahsoka and Rex. We saw it at the beginning of the Bad Batch with the troops turning on Kanan Jarrus, who at the time was Caleb Doom, and of course his master, Depa Balaba. then of course now we're going to be seeing it. We saw a vision of it in The Mandalorian, where Grogu is just kind of having a flashback moment there. And now we're going to get another flashback moment here. And I don't know if it's a Grogu dream or what, but we're going to see some more of Order 66, it looks like, in this upcoming third season here. I don't know about you. That's exciting to think about. So makes you wonder who else will show up during this season. So we'll see what happens. March 1st, just a few weeks away. So actually, you know, it's a little more than a few weeks away. We're still in January, aren't we? Carabast. Anywho, that really much takes care of everything I really wanted to talk about when it comes to what's going on this week. And of course, the trailer. Let's go ahead and jump into our discussion of the fourth episode of the second season of The Bad Batch. This episode was entitled Faster. It was released on January 18th, 2023, written by Stuart Lee and directed by Matt Michnovitz. I think I got that one right this time. Hoorah! All right, the synopsis for this episode is very simple. Wrecker, Tech, and Omega accompany Sid to Samatafa to see her new racer. Of course, things take a wrong turn when an old friend of Sid's shows up, and I'm using old friend with air quotes, shows up, and in the end, trouble ensues, and in the end, Tech steps up, jumps into a race, and ends up racing for Sid's freedom. So, I'm going to go ahead and go through some initial reactions. Fun episode. I enjoyed it. It was good. It's not the best. I mean, it was a little slower than the previous three episodes, less action. There was no Hunter, no Echo. There was no Imperials for them to entangle with, but it was still a good episode. What I liked the most about the episode was the racing. It really gave me a Star Wars Resistance. I don't know if y'all watched that. If y'all haven't watched that, it's a very underrated show. But Star Wars Resistance had a lot of racing in it, and it definitely had that Resistance feel to me, and to me was a nice throwback to Resistance. And it was great to see how that worked out. Just a different type of racing. It was not pod racing. It wasn't the starship racing like we saw in Resistance. This was kind of a mesh between the two. It was more of a speeder race, and it was really good. I enjoyed it. It just had a very nice feel for me and felt really good. And I can definitely see a future, especially with the way the episode ended, for Milligree. He, of course, was Sid's friend. I could see a future for him. So we'll see what happens. Now, this episode, things, like I said, this is going to be different because I'm flying solo. Normally, David and I would have a list of, or even our guests, we'd have a list of talking points pulled from the episode, and we would talk about those points. What I'm going to do is basically I'm going to walk through the episode with you. I got it turned on my laptop here in front of me. It's opening. The credits just went through and it's starting up. And I'm just going to watch the episode and talk about it as we go. Of course, and I figured this would be fun to do. You know, it was really fun to see how this episode opened back at Sid's with Omega and Wrecker playing, of course, the Jarek, and betting over Mantel Mix again. And of course, this is where she beats Wrecker again. And this is where we see Omega learn the lesson of double or nothing, because after she beat him the first round, Wrecker is like, double or nothing. You win, I'll give you double. I will, you get nothing. So she learns the lesson of double or nothing. But before they can continue on, this is where Sid comes in to go on this mission. So she especially needs Wrecker for his muscle. She's Basically, they're all going to be her security crew. Tech's a little wary, wanting more details, but she's like, no time, shuttle's waiting, let's go. So they gear up, as we would say, and take off. And of course, we see them flying on one of those shuttles. Those look like the shuttles that we saw a lot in Rebels when they were taking civilian transports. So they fly into this planet, and they're beginning. And of course, they're beginning to walk through this place. Safatoma is the name of the place. And of course, apparently, from what, as the discussion goes, it's definitely not the safest place. Sid even says things are a little dicey there, but that's why she brought them. And of course, stick with her, and she knows the layout. Everything will be cool, good to go. So they walk through the tunnels, end up at the racetrack as they watch all these speeders come flying through. And this is when Sid reveals the reason they're there is to watch the riot, what they call the riot races, where pretty much anything goes. They're shooting each other. They got shields. It's a whole mess. But she now admits that she now has a racer in the mix. Her new racer, his name is Teo. And she is positive he's going to make her a ton of dough, a lot of cash there. So they go, the race ends, they go down, Teo wins, of course, and they go down to meet Teo and find out Teo is a droid. And Teo, what's interesting about this character, he's very, very energetic, very high, I don't want to say high maintenance, but you can tell he's very confident. He's got a swagger about him, as he is a championship racer. And of course, they had Ben Schwartz, the actor Ben Schwartz, actually do his voice. Now, I recognized the name when I read it a few moments ago, but my phone is jamming up. I recognize the name, but I can't place where I've seen him before. So let's find out where Ben Schwartz. How do I spell his name? Ba-ba-bum. Like the Schwartz is with you. Ben Schwartz. Oh, yes, Park and Rec. That's how I know him. He was in Park and Rec. That's it. But he plays Teo in this. And what I thought was really cool here is after we meet Teo, we're down in the pit. They're talking to Teo, learning about it. We find out Sid's full name at this as we get Grinny Milligree walking into the pit. We hear Sidaran Scaleback. Sidaran Scaleback. That is Sid's full name. So we're pleasantly surprised about that. To get a full name. I thought that was pretty cool. We got her full name in the episode, which was pretty stinking awesome. So of course, Milgree, of course, comes in, and of course, he's kind of like, I'm shocked you're back here, surprised you're here. And she's talking about Teo and the racer, and she's like, oh, I know I'm going to win. So they decide to do a little wager like they always do, because Sid thinks Teo can beat Milgree's champ. So the bet is made. It's their quote unquote standard wager. So they decide they are going to bet, and the race is on. The race actually is definitely going pretty well for them. And it actually comes down to Teo and Milgree's racer. Fortunately, he's got a second racer that's behind Teo, and that's where the cheating begins. And unfortunately, that cheating leads to Teo's ship being damaged, crashing, and of course, unfortunately, they lose. And when they lose, Sid's in trouble at that point. Of course, Sid is upset that the cheating and everything and how it went down, but it happened. And so Sid is having a conversation with the with her crew, which is Tech, Omega, and Wrecker, when, of course, Milgree comes up and is like, tough luck, let's go, pay up. And she's like, I'll have to get you the credits. You know I'm good for it. He's like, yeah, no, that's not how it works. So, and of course, they're starting to, you know, everybody's starting to get a little amped up. Wrecker's getting his gun out, and it's kind of reaching for his gun. It's getting a little, you know, standoffish there, like, you know, they could come to shots any minute. Well, things don't go the way they want, and things are looking bad. And that's when Omega steps up. And Omega is the one that comes up with the double or nothing offer. Here's the, basically says, look, here's the deal. We'll race. We'll fix them up. We'll do another race. If we win, we get Sid back. If you win, we pay you double. How's that sound? And of course, Milgree's like, well, you know, I'm never going to stop people from being stupid with their money, essentially. So he agrees to the race, but he takes Sid as quote unquote collateral. So basically he's holding her hostage till the race is over. So Tech, Wrecker, Omega, they're working to get Tao rebuilt, to get the speeder rebuilt. Just in time for the race, trying to get it done. And unfortunately, there is an accident. And the accident, of course, leads to the destruction of Tao again. But this time, Tao is not fixable. So, of course, Milgree's like, well, you know what? This is over. We're done. I guess this is how, where it ends. I get double pay. And he's like, no. This is where Carabas is where Tech steps up. Tech actually steps up and says, I will fly it. I'll do the race. I'll drive it. And he's like, I've never done it before, but you know, we'll get it done. There, you know, of course, Tech is throughout the episode has tried analyzing the racetrack. And there was even a discussion early in the episode. I just kind of went past it and didn't mention it, where Tao and Tech are even discussing the different racing styles, or Tao's like, no, you can't analyze the track. It's a feeling. You just got to do it. And it doesn't work out that well for him. So Tech decides he's going to do the race. And I really like how this race started, because we have everybody lined up ready to race. We have everybody ready and raring to go. And all of a sudden we have the announcer coming through and is announcing all the different racers and how everything's going to go and how it's going to, who's participating and who they represent. And then they go get to Tech and Tech's like, and they're like, and Tech. And everybody's cheering. Then when they say Tech, he goes real quiet and everything gets real quiet and nobody's heard. It's like crickets. A lot of great racers in here. Then Steel Claw Kane, Vicious Vid Santeri, Haxon the War Gnome, Quick Draw Quasar. These are just some of the racers that are in there. Hot Rod 7 Deuce Blaster, and finally Tech, and the crowd goes silent, and you hear the announcer goes, anybody have anything on this guy? Anything? Do we note any other name? Wait, just Tech? Oh, okay. Hilarious scene. Great, great comedic element in this episode. Kind of like, which was awesome. Then I loved how they shot this thing. The race starts, they all take off, but as they're waiting on the race to start, it's showing different angles of the pods. It's got a shot of the engines kind of warming up and everything. And the race starts and they're off. And Tech is in control, but he's got a plan in his head. He's not doing what you would expect a racer to do. He's kind of even holding back is what he's doing. And it cuts to a scene where Wrecker and Omega are talking. They're like, where place is he in? And he's just like, you don't want to know. And then Wrecker gets on. It's like, hey, you got to be up front to win. To race, you got to be up front to win. And he's like, I know, but I'm working on it. I'm doing it. It's what I'm doing. He goes, no, you're not. You're losing. Come on. These jokes are priceless. Dee Bradley Baker did phenomenal. Job voicing these characters in this race, and I loved it. Well, the race is going on. People are getting eliminated left and right. Well, there's this one tunnel that they know about because there's a three tunnel split. The one tunnel they know about, they know that shouldn't be going in because, according to what they were told at the beginning of the episode, that tunnel is basically a death trap. Nobody goes in there and comes out alive. Well, they decide, or Tech decides, you know what? I am going to do that. So before he does, though, he decides he needs more speed. His shields are heating up. He's not making it. So he pulls into the pit. You know, every race has their pits. He pulls into the pit, and he basically ejects the front half of his ship. All of his weapons and everything, he's gotten rid of them all. He's made the ship smaller, lighter, which is what he wanted, which at that point is giving him speed. And he needs speed to win the race. It gives him more speed and maneuverability. So, you know, of course, Wrecker doesn't understand what's going on. He goes, well, yeah, you got speed and mobility. That's great. But you're still in last place. And they find out Omega's been analyzing the death trap tunnel. Finds out it is the shortest tunnel to take. It is quickest. But there are gaps in the tunnel. So Tech is determined that if he's going fast enough through that tunnel, he can make it past the gaps in the express lane, what they call the Nellis Express to Lotho Minor is what they called it in the show. So they go through, and there's like no lights in this tunnel, just the lights that's coming from their ship. And the tunnel, the floor is missing in gaps. It's falling in on itself. And another ship is chasing him, trying to take Tech out of this race. And it's staying right with them. They're going back and forth. They're zigzagging back and forth. At one point, Tech is even riding at the top of the tunnel. It was a fabulous race. It honestly, the way they were zigzagging through it almost reminded me of the Temple of Doom when they're in the mine cart going through the tunnel. In the mine cart there toward the end of the movie. But a lot of fun. Well, he comes out, and next thing we know, he is basically trapped like Teo is. There's three vehicles left. There is there's Milgree's Champ. There's Tech, and then there's his no good lackey behind him. And they try to do the same trap that they do to Teo, and Tech lets him do it, but he turns at the last minute, swerves out of the way at the last second because he's seen it before and he knows what's coming, which makes the lackey and Milgris Champion latch together, crash. There's so much smoke, so much debris coming out of the tunnel toward the finish line. Nobody can see who's coming out, and then all of a sudden, out of the debris, shoots Tech through the line and ends up crossing the finish line and winning the race. This whole race, I loved it. It felt just like Resistance to me. This was fun. It was great. There was a great shot of Sid right there with a smirk on her face because she just won. But it was fantastic. And now, of course, the crowd who did not know who Tech was at the beginning is now chanting Tech's name because he just won. And Tech, of course, who was always so serious, I think he cracked a little bit of a grin there. You have to tell me what y'all think about that. He cracked a little bit of a grin, and the side of his lip curled up just a little. Really cool. Now, this is why I think that we're going to see our character back again, Granny Milgram. Because Sid leaves after it's all said and done. She's like, I guess I owe you one. She's like, he's heading off to the ship. And Milgram just begins, does this real quick dialogue with the Bad Batch, with Wrecker and Tech. Like, you know, most guys would have just up and left. I'm trying to remember what he said. He said, you could have just walked away. Your loyalty's admirable, but with Sid, it doesn't always go both ways. So he's giving him a warning. He tells him to watch your backs and kind of leaves it at that, and they leave. So he basically gives him a warning that, you know, Sid may not have their best interests, which, you know, I think everybody's known that from the beginning. And that, of course, is where the episode ends. But it was, I think that because of that, we'll get to see that character again in the future. And I got a feeling it's going to have something to do with Sid again. But Granny Milgram, and I never mentioned this earlier, Milgram, is voiced by Winston from Ghostbusters. Ernie Hudson is voicing him. As soon as the voice starts speaking, I'm like, I know that voice. I know that guy. So that actually ends that episode. So let's go ahead and go into some final thoughts and the grade for the episode. Fantastic episode, in my opinion. I liked it. It was fun. I liked how it felt like a combination of pod racing from the Phantom Menace and the races from the Resistance. It was just fun. I do understand why a lot of people said this is a filler episode, but I've said this for years. I'll go in all the way back to when I was podcasting about Rebels. There's no such thing as filler episodes in Star Wars. It all eventually ties in together, and I know this is going to happen. I feel like this is going to happen sooner rather than later with this episode. I like how it was focused on Tech and his abilities to analyze and stuff. We got to see him stretch and grow a little bit in this episode. Definitely boost his confidence. But besides Tech's improved relationship with Sid because he basically won the race and saved her, it's difficult to see the needle move when it comes to the overall plot, which is why a lot of people would say this is filler. But I think the needle has moved. I just can't tell you how much until we see the connection. Once I see that, I'll know. I can actually give you a better make on that. But I thought it was a good episode. It was fun. Like I said, it compared to the first three that we got, this one wasn't as exciting or anything there. You know, we do grade the episodes like you were in school. If you got A, B, C, D, or F, personally, I would give this episode a B-, and I really debated between a C+ and a B-, but I think a B- is fair on this. It was good. It was entertaining. Had some comedic elements in it. Ben Schwartz and Ernie Hudson were awesome as guests, so I enjoyed it. It was good. So now all I want to do is hear from you. Tell me what you thought of this episode of The Bad Batch. Did you enjoy it? Did you like it? How would you grade it? You can do that many ways. You can visit us on our social media pages. We're at SW Reactions Pod on Facebook and Twitter, SW Reactions on Instagram and Pinterest, and Tumblr. Tumblr, of course, housing all of our new show notes. So any links or anything in there going to be there. So you want to check that out. But other than that, let's hear from you, and let us know. Of course, if you do want to talk Star Wars with me, the best way to do that is on Twitter at TAHarris121079. If you want to reach out and, let David know you're thinking about him and check up on him, he is on Twitter at David_Motters and on Instagram at David_Motters. So you can look him up both places if you like. Also, of course, pay attention to our social media this weekend, as we will be at Central Florida Comic Con. We'll be sharing photos, videos. We may even go live. You never know who we're going to run into. So stay alert, stay attention there. We'll send a lot of stuff there. I'm looking forward to a great weekend. Well, of course, I can't end this. You know, I have to end this on my own with the same way I always do, with the Star Wars dad joke of the week. I, of course, have nobody to tell me if it's funny or how cheesy or how lame it is, because I'm basically telling it to myself. So I need y'all to fill me in. So after the joke's over, after you've heard it, shoot me a message. Let me know what you think of the joke. All right, you ready? Well, I picked this joke this week because we have a droid-focused episode, and in this case, Teo, the pilot, is a droid. So I figured, why not make a droid joke? So here we go. Why is a droid mechanic never lonely? Why is a droid mechanic never lonely? Because he always is making new friends. You get it? He's making new friends. Droids, you make droids. He's making new friends. Come on. Cheesy gold right there. Come on. Well, as promised, y'all, the most unique episode of Star Wars Reactions you will have ever hear. Hope you'll join us again next week. We do have a great guest lined up. I'm not going to tell you who it is. You'll just have to listen in and find out. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. David, brother, we miss you. We're praying for you. Wishing you the best, my friend. Best to you and your family. And can't wait to have you back with us again. Everybody, thank you so much for listening and paying it and joining me at this solo trip through the Star Wars universe this week. Y'all are awesome. Y'all are great. Y'all are fantastic. Be nice to somebody this week. Change somebody's life with a smile and a kind word. You'll be surprised how much that can affect not only that person, but that can change your life as well. Thank you all for listening. Remember, this is your place for elegant discussion for a more civilized age.
If you'd like to share your thoughts, you can email us at show@StarWarsReactions.com. For our show notes and the latest news from the Star Wars universe, visit our website at www.StarWarsReactions.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at SWReactionsPod or on Facebook at Star Wars Reactions. If you enjoy our show, please leave a review on iTunes. This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or by Lucasfilm Limited. It's intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.StarWars.com. Star Wars. All names, sounds, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and the respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Star Wars Reactions unless otherwise indicated. Star Wars Reactions. Elegant discussion for a more civilized age.